Batman Almighty Triple XL coming to you live and direct from MagCity.com.
Rhyme to the rhythm of her. What should I give a brother? Time to move on. You better get another Vic to work with or quit. Cause I'm on some old ill shit. Capable of murder, but I never committed. Taking no shorts, so you better forget it. Traveling the world on my total devastation. Total supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Wicked witch, digging your ditch, giving your stitch by stitch. Ain't this a bitch? Sweeter than lemonade, stronger than a hand grenade. Rhymes are laid, go deeper than a mermaid, louder than a siren. I'm not retiring, aspiring, admiring the way I'm getting flying. And I'm seized of kleptos, and I resent those brothers who slept on when they should have kept on. Rolling with rush, it don't get no rougher. I stop a huffer and puffer, bluffer, suffer. I was holding back the man superior, right? You wanna take my title? Yo, you be alright. You stand below the plateau I stand on. You want perfection? Then put the man on. I shake and bake and break the laws of gravity. And if you chew on, you get a cavity. Cause I'm a giant, and you're a peewee. And all the LL shit, you can't see me. You're cheap and weak, incomplete and offbeat. Ahem. Cause it gets no rougher. It gets no rougher.
Yo, 89, we take now all ABC MCs. You know what I'm saying? Yo, cut ain't no joke. Yo, L, release the juice on him.
Wait a minute. I release the juice, smack dab in your face. Do damage, I'm picking up the pace. My mic's like a torch when I'm walking at nighttime. Straight to the dome. It's like a pipeline. High speed, stronger than top weed. Before you pick up the mic, they can fly. You need all the dope tactics that you can feature. So I can serve you, you know the procedure. Listen to the man, intellectualize, visualize. Your whole posse getting paralyzed. I don't wanna hear no alibis, don't apologize. I put the highs in your eyes. The bass in your face, like the district attorney. I'm on the case with rhymes that'll hit you and get you and sit you down. The competition is booty. Get the picture now? Skip the rigmarole to give me a go. I'm bigger than yo, nigga, you know. I won't allow, not now, no way, no how. Any form of disrespect, you better bow. Comp gets romped and swamped, I do it prompt. In between my jaws, adversaries got chomped. The cordless mic's my only utensil. Lyrics you be running, I break them like a pencil. Cause I'm massive, and you're a small fry. You're all in, a stunt, a fall guy. Out of order, I slaughter wax and make you suffer. Cause it gets no rougher. It gets no rougher.
Shut up, now that I got your attention, we're gonna drop these real dope lyrics on you. The beat is pumping, you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question.
Wait a minute.
Who can take the game and rap and rule it alone? Demonstrate many styles on the microphone. Build an empire like an African king. I had to show a blue jack the Ripper can swing. I'm a rapper's nightmare, I crush my opponents. There's only one title, I own it. MC's flip-flop, I bust out the workshop. They try to eavesdrop. The way the man rock aerodynamically and so automatically. The way I articulate, full of originality. Chase, chop him and stop him like a cheetah and an antelope. Then I cut him like a cantaloupe. On the table, they ain't able. I'm a legend, not a fable. Justice overseeing like a chaperone, huh? On the hip hop scene, I got shit sewed up like a sewing machine. Eat a rapper like a sandwich, leave him in a bandit. Crack the stage and leave the audience damaged. Yeah.
Get funky on the cut, get funky on. Yo, all them lyrics is dope, man. You know what I'm saying? You've been rolling sick for years.
That's how we do it,
yo,
you know what I'm saying?
Really cut that good, man. Them cuts is real, real dope.
Yo, bust it. Like a soldier. See, I told ya. When I pick up the mic, I'ma hold ya. Captive, I'm active, I make sure to track it. Hella speakers, seller, sneakers, your back's getting weaker. I freak the beat and get chica. Move over, kid, you're too over eager to try to make a move for. I'ma prove you're ridiculous. I think he was jealous and in the mood for ass kicking. When you mess with the man with the plan mic in his hand and the fresh dip. R-O-U-G-H-E-R, I'm rougher. So here we are, face to face, mic to mic, man to man. While your battleship sinking in quicksand, chopping to the bottom like a two-ton anchor. And a brain pulling right point blank, I'm a spanker. Rapper like a brat, step on him like a mat. While DJ Cut Creators got the record like a cat. He at my side with pride, we got a bigger wreck. Smoke the mic like a cigarette. Every puff is rough, a pull could kill a bull. One toe joke, crew's a joke. I run through rappers like water through rubber hoses. Nigga, I'm coming up roses. Step back, I got the title. Bear witness to a dope recital. I killed many men, my friend, and I'ma do it again and again and again. Cause it gets no rougher. You know what I'm saying? I'm ruling this game. It don't get no rougher.
1-2, Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. Once again, the oligarchs, the unseen hand that controls and manipulates our reality, is doing a masterful job, yes. They are doing an extremely masterful job at distracting niggas and crackers, getting y'all to fight amongst each other about this fuck shit, man. This racial nonsense, man, you know. I just sit back and I watch you niggas like y'all in Petri dishes, you know what I'm saying? Like you under a microscope. Like you one-celled organisms, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what a lot of these niggas, you know, that's what their thought process is like. Like they one-celled organisms. You know, they can't see shit beyond, you know, their own pathetic-ass wants and needs, man. They can't see the big picture. So, once again, I have to get on here and I have to save the universe. Because, you know, that's just how I do it. Because I'm a fucking genius. Get on here, I'm going to save the universe. Because the world needs me. And, good Lord, man. Like I said, the distractions are many. You know, they got all sorts of transgender fuck shit going on. All sorts of gay shit going on. All sorts of rebel flag, Confederate flag, racial, black, white, rich, poor. Oh, they got all sorts of shit that's got y'all distracted, man. Me and my boy, Tony Dreamer, man, we just did a show pertaining to that. So I don't want to get all into that, man, about basically what y'all have been distracted from. Typically, you know, the government, they're running away, man. They, you know, they're basically consolidating power. And, I mean, they're basically running away with all the loot, man. They're taking it all to the goddamn bank. Why you motherfuckers is worried about a goddamn rebel flag and shit, please. Like, the flag that you niggas living under right now is any goddamn better. Basically what it is, this is what it comes down to, okay? What do you want to be a subliminal slave, or do you want to be an outright slave? That's what it comes down to. It's another question of niggas in the Matrix. You know what I mean? If you had a choice of knowing you were a slave and not knowing you were a slave, which one would you choose? And right now, most of you niggas, you have chosen to live in the Matrix and believing that you are not slaves. Okay? So, under this present flag, you are a subliminal slave. You are a slave in many ways, in many regards, right? But you know, like I said, man, you know, it's a masterful job, all right? The Confederate flag basically told you outright in your face you are a slave. Physical chattel slavery, okay? Under this present day system, under this current flag, you have chosen to become a subliminal slave, okay? Not even knowing you're a slave, you know? So both flags are indicative of slavery. But let me stop. I'm getting ahead of myself because we're going to go ahead tackle all that in the next show. Okay? We're going to tackle that the next show. But I want to get on here because basically I have to give y'all a glimpse into my mindset, my mind state when it comes to dealing with racial issues. When it just comes down to dealing with other men who think, you know, they better than me, who think they can best me on the field of battle. Nigga, I am a general. I'm a 4-star motherfucking general when it comes to tactics, nigga. I'm a strategist. And I'm going to show and prove that with today's installment of Scared Straight. More prison stories. Niggas love these prison stories. And nigga, I can talk all day. I got 10 years worth of experience in that fuck shit. So, I'm going to give y'all a little tidbit, right? Pertaining to racism and psychological warfare and just a lot of things in general that niggas deal with and they fail to test. But of course, once again, since I'm a genius, very rarely do I fail these sort of tests. You know what I mean? So allow me to talk about when I first got up in the joint, man. When I first got up in Lebanon Correctional, I'll throw you that bone. I will let you know where I worked at. And it's funny how when I'm talking about this stuff, my boy nigga Fuchsius, he actually seen an article. It's about maybe a month ago. It's not even maybe a month ago. It's like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And it was an article talking about the second most violent prison in Ohio. And of course, that was my old stomping grounds, man. Lebanon Correctional. No fucking joke, man. That was a gladiator school, man. It was going down in that bitch. So I just like to throw that out there, let y'all know. You know, it wasn't tea and cookies in that motherfucker, man. Like I said, it was the real deal. It was real shit going in there. Blood and guts, my nigga. So, when I first jump up in that motherfucker, we got like a class. We had a class of correctional officers that was just getting in, just doing their probation. We just coming out of the academy. We step up in that bitch, man. And I remember vividly. It was like maybe like the third day I was there. And we're getting a tour of the institution, you know, the ins and the outs of it. We're basically doing more in-service training. And like on the third day there, man, we in the hallway. We right by the mess hall. And all of a sudden we hear sirens going off, man. And it's like, let me see. Back then it was called Code Ones. And then later on they changed the Code Ones to Signal Threes. That means emergency. You know what I mean? So there was an emergency going on in the chow hall, right? And all the COs that was working, they ran into this chow hall, man. And they, you know, we weren't allowed to go in there because we were still in training. You know what I mean? So we were basically out in the hallway, and we seen all the COs running to the chow hall, and there's all kind of commotion going on, man. Motherfuckers screaming and hollering, and you know, it was just some bloody murder going on in that bitch. And then they bring out an inmate. They bring out two inmates, both of them cuffed. But one of them, he had a T-bone steak bone lodged in his face. Lodged in his motherfucking face. It was surreal. It was I like, did I just see that shit? And just blood was just oozing out this motherfucker's face, man. And you could literally see his jawbone. You could see the bone and you could see his jawbone, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? With that T, I mean, if any of you niggas ever ate a T-bone steak, you see that T-bone that's in the steak. You can use that shit for a shank or a shiv. So one of these motherfuckers had a bright idea to take the T-bone steak that he had had prior to that day. Maybe he'd eaten the T-bone steak, you know, 2 or 3 days prior or whatever, and he saved the bone, and he brought it into the chow hall, and he went heads up with some motherfucker, and he stabbed him in the face with the T-bone steak. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, God damn, man. And so that's leading into basically that day. I think we had like a class of 13, if my memory serves correct. That day, we immediately lost six people. Six motherfuckers seen that shit and said, I'm out. I'm Gucci, nigga. I'm good. I'm not fucking with this shit. This is too real. I can't, You know, I can't blame him. I was, you know, because I've seen plenty of blood and guts in my life, too. But I was just like, shit, nigga, this is my third day. This is my third day, man. So them motherfuckers bowed out. They said, we good. So it was a very stressful environment. It's not the kind of environment that, I mean, shit. You can quit it any day. You know what I mean? Yeah, you liable to see anything and you're going to bounce. You liable to deal with anybody, all sorts of situations and scenarios, and you gonna bounce. You know what I mean? If you don't have a stomach for that shit. So, enter a situation. Let me go ahead and tell y'all. Because already, I came in, and like I said, it was a redneck spot, KKK, rebel flags all over the place. This is fucking Southern Ohio, man. So I'm already kind of like under the gun, because they already seen how I interacted. I went up in the spot and seen the majority of the cats that I grew up with was actually locked down in Lebanon, man. So I'm like, damn. So of course, I tried not to, but you know, if you my nigga, you my nigga, man. Regardless if you locked up. So, I mean, I was seen talking and just treating them like human beings and shit. You know what I'm saying? They didn't pretty much like that shit. They felt I was too close to the inmates and shit, man. So yeah, this was going on, and I was getting bad reports. People was reporting and snitching on me and telling on me, he's too cool, we don't think he's gonna make it, he's, you know, he fraternizes with the inmates, you know what I'm saying? So once again, I'm telling y'all that I'm kind of leading up to Once again, how I was telling y'all how, you know, motherfucker got stabbed in the face with a T-bone steak, stressful environment. A lot of times, the institution would engineer stressful situations and stressful environments in order to make you quit, in order to make you tap out, in order to get rid of your ass, you know what I'm saying? And herein lies one of the funniest things that ever happened to me, man. You know what I mean? Because once again, I'm a fucking genius. I'm a goddamn genius. So they were getting reports that I was too cool with the inmates. You know, they had actually seen me in a cipher with the Nation, 5% Nation. You know what I'm saying? The Nation of Gods and Earths. They actually seen me like in a cipher building with them niggas one day when we was in like B-Boy B-Block when I was filling in for another correctional officer. It was funny, man. I couldn't help it, man. Them niggas was rotating on some high power shit. And you know, I'm a genius, so I love knowledge. So I'm in there, and them niggas is going zigzag zig, nigga. Them motherfuckers was building on some shit. I'm like, nigga, I gotta get in this cipher. So I get in the cipher I'm building, and I got reported. They was just like, he was doing what? He was just like, oh, hell no. Of course, that's not a good look. That doesn't really look professional. But nigga, fuck it, man. You know, I'm a rebel. Rebel flag. I'm a rebel by nature. I'm a Ronin. You know what I'm saying? I pretty much do what the fuck I want to do when I want to fucking do it. Shit. So if I want to build with the five in the cipher in the prison while I'm a CO, then nigga, that's what I did. But of course, I didn't like that. So what they were doing, hence after that, they tried to do any and everything they could possible to stress me the fuck out. To do anything that would get rid of my ass. To make me say, fuck it, I can't take it, I gotta get the fuck out of here. So one day they get the bright idea to put me in 1L block. 1L block is protective custody where you have just bugged out motherfucking inmates, man, who just, I mean, they just whacked out. A lot of them are looking for protective custody because they owe somebody some money or they don't want to get raped. Or, you know, it could be anything. A lot of times we didn't really know why they was back there sometimes. You know, they were just in there under protective custody. They didn't have any TVs or radios back there. And many of them couldn't read, you know, and you did have books back there if you chose to entertain yourself with reading. But a lot of them couldn't read. So, the head officer in 1L who actually ran that block, he didn't like me. We had already had words, you know what I'm saying? And I guess they had the bright idea to put me in with one of the biggest rednecks in one of the worst blocks. And in this particular block, they had one inmate, one old-ass white dude. Motherfucker, I mean, this dude to this day, I think about him a lot, man, because, I mean, he didn't necessarily teach me a lesson. Actually, I taught the institution a lesson, you know, through him. Okay, because this old ass white man, he was basically, he looked like ZZ Top. I mean, he had a long ass beard, and he looked like he came out the hills of Kentucky, man. You know what I'm saying? So each day I would come in the block, I had that racist ass CO, right? He didn't like me, I didn't like him. And then I had this one inmate. And there was no other inmates in the block. It was just him. He didn't have no TV. He didn't have no radio. And he couldn't read. So he was bored as the fuck. He ain't had shit to do. He was bored as fuck. You know, he didn't have nobody to talk to except for the other racist ass CO. And of course, they really couldn't have racist conversations because I was in there. You know what I mean? So each time I would come in the block, man, I don't know if y'all ever heard Dave Chappelle do any of his nigger jokes or shit, or his imitations of white folks, but it reminded me of a lot of Dave Chappelle skits, man. And I always walk up in the block, man. I mean, straight up in the morning, man. Come in there, look at the racist CO. You know, we hardly ever spoke. And then as soon as I step up in that motherfucker, I would hear that crazy ass white boy inmate, "Morning, nigger." Like, what the fuck? Morning, nigger. I'm like, what the fuck? And of course, you know, you can use disciplinary action against him. You can write him up. But my nigga, he's already locked up. He's already in prison. And he's already locked up in a prison, in a 1L segregated block. So that don't really do shit. Of course, you could write him up and hopefully get him more time in isolation, you know, but that's kind of like a waste of time. And of course, the CO that I was working with, the senior CO, who was a racist, he didn't give a fuck. You know, he found the shit hilarious. He just found that shit, that just tickled his fancy, man, to hear an inmate say something that, of course, he's not allowed to say. So he would always chuckle when he always heard the shit. So I guess the administration thought, you know, if we just go ahead and put his ass in that block with this particular CO, with this crazy-ass fucking inmate, repeatedly calling him nigger on a regular basis, you know, he'll flip the fuck out. He'll do something he's not supposed to do. We can get rid of him. Or he'll just outright quit, you know. But, you know, it was probably like on the third day, like clockwork, every time I come in. Morning, nigger. Morning, nigger. I'm like, this motherfucker, are you serious? So I go back down, and this was the funny thing. He was way up on the second range, right? He really didn't, the head officer really couldn't see the inmate. He couldn't see the inmate's cell. So I walk all the way up. I go to the cell, and I'm looking at him. He's like, morning, nigger. I'm like, seriously, man? He's like, morning, nigger. I'm like, so every time I come in here, you just go, just call me nigger, right? He's just like, morning, nigger. That's all you just get, you know, nigger CO, nigger this, nigger that. He would say it with a straight face, and he'd just smile and just, you know. And it, of course, not understand what he's doing. He's bored. He's bored. He don't have shit to do. I am his source of entertainment. I'm his source of entertainment. So, like I said, the administration, they looking to kill two birds with one stone, so to speak. You know what I mean? They trying to entertain this inmate. Plus, at the same time, trying to get me to flip the fuck out. But, seriously, I wasn't mad at him. I was just trying to figure out, like, you know, is this motherfucker stupid? Is he crazy? Is he retarded or whatever? So, I just, you know, I said, okay, well then. The fourth day I came in, and I was just like, you know what, man? I'm gonna bug them the fuck out. I'm gonna turn this shit right on its head. You feel me? Because I'm a goddamn genius. I'm a strategist. You know what I'm saying? So I come in there. Of course, in this segregation block, you got books. You also got games that motherfuckers can play. You know, you got cards. You got checkers. You got chessboards. You got Connect Fours. Everything. So I go up there and I bring a checkerboard. Shit. And in these cells, they got these flaps that you could open up, and you can actually put like a chess or a checkerboard on the flap, and you two, and you know, you could like play a game with a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So I step up in the spot like clockwork. Morning, nigger. Where's my favorite nigger? Morning, nigger. This motherfucker, he was on one. So I took the checkerboard up there, laid the checkerboard out, put the checkers on the shit, and I was like, let's get it popping, let's do this shit. And so he's looking at me like I'm fucking crazy. He's like, what are you doing, boy? I'm like, we about to play some checkers, man. I don't play no checkers with you, boy. I'm like, you sure? You know, and I can see it in his eyes, man. He wanted some companionship, man. He wanted a friend. He wanted somebody to talk to, man. He needed something. You know, he was going crazy, that motherfucker. He was by himself, didn't have anybody to talk to except the racist CO. But, of course, he can't talk to the racist CO about racist shit because I'm in there, right? So I step up in there. I'm like, shit, let's see who the man is, man. Let's see. Is it going to be your old cracker ass? Is it going to be my nigger ass? Let's do it right here for all the marbles. You know what I'm saying? The fate of the world is at stake. If I win, black power, bitch. If you win, white power, bitch. You down? You want to get this shit popping? What you want to do, man? He's like, well, okay, all right. Let's do it, all right. So we start playing checkers and shit, man. I'm cleaning his clock, man. I'm getting kings. You know, I'm doing all sorts of shit. I'm wiping him off the goddamn board, man. I'm wiping him off the mat and shit, man. Fuck. And so, after we did that, I would still come in. And he'd still call me nigger. You know what I mean? It's probably like maybe going on to, like, maybe 10 days. You know, he was just on it, man. He just couldn't stop calling me nigger, man. But it still didn't irritate me. It was still just funny to me and shit. So probably the 10th or 11th day, I would always do my little routine where I bring the checkerboard up there, put the checkers on there, play them checkers. You know what I mean? And it was just killing him because he was still calling me nigger to my face, but I never reacted. I never tripped. As a matter of fact, I would go up and I rap to the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, like on some real shit, and I play checkers with him. And I could see in his head that the gears was clicking. He couldn't really comprehend what the fuck was going on. Because every other nigga that went up in there, every time he would call a nigga, they would flip the fuck out. They'd ride him up, you know. They'd threaten to do this to him. They'd try and hit him with the sticks or whatever. But me, I'm playing checkers with the motherfucker, right? And of course, the racist CO that's down on the first range, he can't see what the hell's going on the second range because he would have wrote my ass up if he seen me playing checkers with this motherfucker. But he's so lazy, he not trying to move from his desk. You know what I mean? He want to sit down there, read books, eat his lunch, chew his tobacco. He not concerned what the fuck I do. You know what I'm saying? As long as there's peace and quiet in the block, shit is cool. So, like I said, about the 10th day, he was, you know, and I've had like many experiences like this with some of them, Southern Ohio white boys, man. They was just like, he's like, so, it's like, what's up? He's like, it don't bother you that I calls you nigga to your face? I was like, no. He's like, seriously, you don't mind being called nigger? I said, well, let me ask you this: would it hurt your feelings if I called you nigger to your face? He's like, well, hell no, because I ain't no nigger. And I was like, boom, there you go. You answered your own question. So he was like, wait a minute now, boy. You trying to tell me that you don't see yourself as no nigger? I'm like, it's obvious. I'm like, you said that you wouldn't get angry or get mad if anybody called you nigger because you don't identify in any way, shape, or form with the word. Right? So, I mean, the same must be true for me, right? You don't see me sweating. You don't see me getting bent out of shape. I like, only a nigger would get bent out of shape by being called a nigger. Because he, in fact, sees himself as a nigger and he identifies with that word. He identifies with the pain and the suffering of the word. I don't. And he was like, blew his motherfucking wig back. And that goes back to, you know, the movie that me and my boy Tony talk about, Deep Cover. One of the most profound lessons that was in that movie is when that, I guess he was like that DEA agent was trying to recruit Lawrence Fishburne. And he asked him, you know, he wanted to test Lawrence Fishburne and see where his head was at, see if he was calm, cool, and collected, see if he had the stones to be an undercover cop. And the only way he could do that is to test him with something, you know, adversarial, controversial. And he asked him that question. He said, do you know the difference between a black man and a nigger? And then, like I said, he had two other applicants come in there. One of them was on some old weak-ass shit, right? And then the other one was on some old black power-ass shit, overreacting, wanting to beat up the white man. And then Lawrence Fishburne was the one that came in with the calm, cool, and collected strategic answer and said, a nigger is the one that would actually answer that question. And that's how I roll. That's what the fuck I be on, man. And so, it got to the point, man, like the third week, he stopped calling me nigger. He stopped. There was no fun in it. He didn't get a kick out of it. And not to mention, he actually began to actually like me. And I wasn't necessarily trying to be his motherfucking friend. But shit, like I said, I can't be manipulated. You can't manipulate me. You're not going to sit me in this block with this racist-ass CO. And this goddamn silly ass racist ass inmate, and think you're gonna like somehow mind fuck me. You know what I'm saying? You can't do it. And so, I guess it came time where the CO who was running the block, he didn't want me in there anymore because it was no fun. He wasn't getting the payoff. They weren't getting the payoff that they wanted, so they pulled me the fuck out the block, you know what I'm saying? So, I spent like a month in that block listening to this inmate called me nigga for damn near 2 weeks straight. I didn't blink. I didn't budge. You know what I mean? And then, I mean, I thought that was kind of like the end of it. It is the end of it, but it ain't. But we're going to fast forward like a year, right? Like a year. And I would see this very same inmate. He's out of isolation. And he's walking the halls. And, you know, we would stop and we would rap and we'd talk a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And we had a pretty cool relationship, you know what I mean? And one day, he informs me that he's going to be in my block. He's like, you know, I'm going to get transferred to your block there, officer. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, you looking forward to that? Do you mind? You got any, what do you say? Got any problems with me coming on in there and moseying into your block there? It's like, nah, man, it's all good, man. Come fuck with me, man. You know what I'm saying? He's like, okay. So he came on in there, set up shop. You know, we say what's up. You know, we chit-chat every now and then and shit, you know. Everything's all good and shit. And then one day.
So, tell me, how do you feel about Jack the Ripper?
Get him. Want me to get him? Well, I got him. My mouth is an Uzi, and I shot him with hundreds of rhymes of rhythm designed to make him rewind. This time I draw the line. He's mine. Just chill. Don't nobody touch him, cause I'ma get ill. The boy's phony as a $3 bill, and this time I shoot to kill. Just like a sucker, you took the bait. Now you're like a dead fish on my dish too late. So body people, kick your feet up. I'm about to heat up. You're hungry for a battle, now it's time to eat up. Boy, I'm gonna chew you, cause I knew you was talking that junk, punk. Now I'ma do you the way you should be done. Call you my son, make it say daddy, I don't want none. I had enough of you acting tough. You huff, huff, grab your stuff. You cool, huff, rough. Talk about a battle, but you don't want to do it. You got stuff to do it. You egomaniac, I'm a brainiac. You came back with a stone cold plan attack. Your rhymes are weak, whack. How can you speak that? You need to sneak back to the drawing board. Jack the Ripper, down with my zipper. You get paid to be a Moby Tipster. Trying to knock the way I rock it off my jock. I'ma knock you out the box. Let's go.
Go, 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 go.
Let's go. Shut up, get up, yeah, what up? Huh, get on the microphone and get cut up. Talk about how your records went double platinum. With those lyrics, huh, I laugh at them. So you got paid, take the money you made, bet it on yourself. Are you afraid? Money talks, BS walks. When I stalk like a hawk, a victory is chalk. So put your money where your mouth is. You don't know about this, battling for real men. And I doubt if you can even handle, give a run for the money. You're just a sucker, and it's funny how you never ever had a drop of juice in New York. And now you go on tour and try to talk that talk, try to act like you're a big man, but you're a big fan, striding and hiding while riding my big man. You ain't got a chance in the world. Your records were smoking, but you sound like a girl. Hold up, is he a man or a girl? What in the world? You sound like Cheryl or Pearl, and you wanna battle me on the microphone? Leave that crack alone, let's go.
Go, 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 go.
Let's go. You know what? You gotta say you're sorry. So what? You call me a punk. You wanna see who's soft? Put the microphone down. Let's square all. You need a hand. You got hands for trying to be me. Now LL stands for lower level. Lack, luster, last, least, lift, lover, lousy, lame, late, lethargic, lazy, lemon, little, logic, lucky, leech, liver, lip, laborious, louse on the loser's list. Living limbo, lyrical lapse, low life with the loud raps, boy. You can't win, I don't bend. Look what you got yourself in. Just using your name, I took those L's, hung them on your head and rocked your bells. Now, here we go, blow for blow, let's throw rhyme for rhyme, yours and mine. Hey, yo, when it's time to battle rhyme, I know how to make it flow. So let's go to the ring, rap or sing and swing, words and verse, see who deserves to be king. Serve a blow to that ego,
as if you didn't know. Let's go.
Go, go.
The best, get put to the test in front of a million and best. Try to withdraw because you saw the juice I got's not like before. I'm formidable, unforgettable, you're submittable, you look pitiful. Yeah, you're headstrong, but you're dead wrong. Wanna survive? Stick with the love songs. Take off your shirt, flex and flirt, and leave the real hard rhymes to the hard rhyme expert. If you don't, boy, you get hurt. Feel like dirt and have to revert to coming on stage buck naked to make up for what you can't do on record. Open your eyes twice the size and realize I'm on the rise and you're on the demise. Ostracized by my reprise. Step in my face and watch how that hate flies. I mean business and I'm serious. I ain't selling out and now here he is. Frontin' and faking and talking about making the money for money. Now don't you know they can use your support cause you got caught. Signed, sealed, delivered, sold and bought. A puppet on a string with no heart. A fool and his money will always part. You used to be a rapper turned into a businessman. Loafing on the job and cheating the fans. I'm too potent, powerful and spiritual. Mental, emotional, physical and lyrical. You wanna beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. You gotta lock on my jock like a pit bull. Pit bull.
We get an officer come in, and the whole the whole institution was talking about this one officer. He was a mixed brother, right? And he was in there raising hell, man. He was, I mean, he was one of them brothers where a lot of motherfuckers would consider him a bona fide coon. You know what I mean? Because he totally hated niggas. He hated niggas to his core, man. And he was. Like I said, I can't blame him because the niggas gave his ass hell and he was hell bent on showing them motherfuckers who was boss. You know what I'm saying? So I guess motherfuckers got wind that he was going to be working in a block with me. I was a senior officer. You know what I mean? And I pretty much knew this block, even though it wasn't my block per se. You know, we were both relief officers, but I was the senior relief officer. And we was working together. I told him, I'm like, look, I know these dudes, I know these cats, try your best, you know, not to, you know, stir the pot, stir the hornet's nest. If you got a problem or an issue with certain inmate, holler at me, you know what I mean, and I'll go ahead, I'll take care of it and shit. But I guess he took that as an insult, like, what, you don't think I can handle it, you know what I'm saying? But I was just like, nigga, just, you know, be cool, don't make any unnecessary waves, nigga, come on, man. But he wasn't trying to hear it, so he running around yelling at and like I said, he wasn't yelling at no white boys, of course, because I have to admit, the white boys stayed out the way. It was always the niggas running around tripping and shit, you know what I mean? So he's running around yelling at the niggas, and you know, and the thing with me was like, there's certain points in time where I would let them run, and certain points in time I'd tell them they had to cool the fuck out. Like, if you're going to chow, of course, motherfuckers is going to be active in the block while this is going on. If motherfuckers is going to commissary, yes, they're going to run around. They're going to do their trading. Let these niggas trade, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't be irrational. Motherfuckers is going to going outside to wreck, going to the gym. Yes, there's going to be movement in the block. Let these niggas run around and, you know, go in and out of the block, man. Stop being stupid. But this motherfucker, every time he seen that nigga breathing, man, he was trying to lock him down. He was trying to ride him up. I'm like, motherfucker, man. So I guess the niggas in the block, they had experienced this motherfucker before. And I guess they had had enough, man. They was just like, cousin, we got to make an example out of this nigga. So I tells the nigga, because I could see the block getting out of hand. I'm like, look, man. You stay down here at the desk. Since I was senior officer, I was on the desk. But I tell the nigga, you just stay here on the desk. I'm going to go up on the ranges, and I'm going to patrol that area, okay? That's what I'm going to do. And by this time, I guess he was like, fuck it, you know what I mean? Because he was getting agitated. He was getting irritated. And he was just out of pocket as fuck, man. He was causing more trouble than needed to be caused. So I go up there, I'm up on the third range, and you know, the whole situation, it kind of settled down, simmered down a little bit, because I removed the problem, which was him. And then all of a sudden, guess who comes out of his cell on the third range? It was the racist old ass white man that called me nigger for damn near 2 weeks straight in 1L. He comes out, you know, and he don't, you know, it's funny the way he came out. I just knew something was up when he came out kind of like with his hands in his pocket, with his head down, because of course, you know, in the joint, snitches get stitches, you know what I'm saying? But he looked like, you know, like he was stepping with caution. He looked like there was something on his mind, you know what I mean? And he made a straight beeline to me. He was like, he just came, but he didn't stop. He didn't stop. He just kind of moseyed past me, and he was just like, "Hey there, Walt, don't answer the phone." Just kept going. I said, "What?" You know, and then he kind of like turned around, did like a U-turn with his hands in his pocket. He didn't stop. He's like, "Hey there, Walt, don't answer the phone." I was like, "Why is this motherfucker talking about the goddamn phone? What's this got to do with anything?" So immediately, my spider senses are tingling. I'm like, "Well, what the fuck is going on with this phone?" So I start walking down. You know, I walk off the third range, go to the second range, about to get on the first floor, and before I can hit, put my foot on the goddamn first floor, man. Oh my God, man, this place is crazy. This nigga, this new CO that all these niggas hated, I guess he had picked up the phone to call for whatever. To this day, I don't know why he had to call the captain's office or whatever. But this nigga, he is yelling and screaming and pitching a bitch, and he is heated, man. He's like, "Motherfucker, son of a bitch." And then the whole crowd, the whole block is just rolling, man. These niggas is having a fucking field day with this shit, man. They cracking the fuck up. They like, "Tom ass nigga. Old Uncle Tom ass nigga." Excuse me. I know y'all like, "Well, damn, nigga, what happened?" Well, somebody had the bright idea to come and smear shit all over the phone receiver. Somebody came down, snuck down into the office where the phone was, and smeared doo-doo all over the motherfucking phone, man. Especially the part where, you know, you put, you know, on the receiving, on the ear end, and on the spot where you talk into the motherfucker, man. So he got shit on his lips. He got shit in his ears. He got shit all on the side of his face. Son of a bitch. This motherfucker, man, he went off, man. And every nigga in that motherfucker was cracking up. And I was just like, "Oh my God, man, it's about to go down. It is about to go down, man." So he immediately, of course, wipes the shit off, cleans himself up. We ended up having to lock the whole block down, you know what I'm saying, shit, until we could get to the bottom of this bullshit. And, of course, you know, what can you do? You can't necessarily say who did it. You know, they just got that over on you, nigga. They just got it over. You know what I'm saying? You got the shit face, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Shit. So, not only that, but, man, you know, that's not even the end of it. When he go to eat his motherfucking lunch, once the block is locked down, you know, the niggas is mad as fuck because the block is locked down. They can't go nowhere and do nothing. But he open up his lunchbox, and them motherfuckers done put turds in his goddamn lunchbox, man. They done smeared shit all in this motherfucker's lunchbox. Oh, cuz, man. I'm like, seriously? You know, and he looking at me like I had something to do with it, because he, you know, his whole thing is, you know, "You ain't mad, you ain't angry." I'm like, "Well, nigga, they didn't smear shit on me. They smear shit on you, and I told you to leave these niggas alone, man. There's this fine line between doing your job and just being a fucking dick. Man, let these motherfuckers trade they shit. Let these niggas go in and out to wreck. Let these niggas go in and out to child. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? So he was mad about that shit. But once again, we talking about ripples in the pond, man. When you throw pebbles in the pond, it has a ripple effect, man. It has a, you know, it just goes on forever. These ripples go on forever. Or you can look at it like this: whenever you planting seeds, nigga, I plant seeds. I planted a seed that day in 1L with that racist old ass white man calling me nigga for damn near 2 weeks. I rubbed off on that motherfucker to the point where he was just like, you know, this is a good dude. I'm not gonna let, you know, something bad happen to this good man. You know? And that's really what it all boils down to, you know. So not only did I go in there, I mean, I won because, of course, the racist CO that was in 1L, he couldn't break me. Administration couldn't break me. But racist inmate calling me nigga for 2 weeks, he couldn't break me. And as a matter of fact, we came to an agreement that we was cool with each other. You know what I'm saying? And he helped me not get shit smeared on my face. He warned me not to fuck around and touch that goddamn phone. This coming from a man that called me nigger for 2 weeks in 1L. Do y'all see what I'm saying? Do you follow my reasoning here? Shit. And this kind of shit can only happen with a man who is not wrapped up in his emotions. Typically, of course, if you was an emotional Negro, shit like this never would have happened. You would have made an enemy forever, for life, with that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Because you so wrapped up in words. You know what I mean? But I looked at it for what it was. He's bored. He has nothing to do. He is in a racist camp as it is. And not only is he in a racist camp, but he is in a racist block with one of the most racist ass COs I've ever seen. So this sort of behavior, you know, it's okay to him. You know what I mean? It's all he knows. It's all he deals with. It's the norm. You know, so what it takes for a man of my caliber, of my genius, to come in and work my psychology and show him a better way. I showed him a better way. And it reaped rewards. I got benefits out of it. That day, that old ass racist white man told me, don't touch the phone. Now, if he really hated niggers, you know, if it was really that deep to him, he would have got sheer delight out of watching shit smeared all over my face. But because I gave him random doses of kindness, played checkers with him, treated him like he was a human being, didn't get mad at him, you know, I just treated him like, you know, the child that he was. He was also childish shit. Fuck. But, you know, like I said, the student, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And the teacher must always go to the student's level. You feel me? So that's what I do. So when I hear niggas whining and bitching and crying about shit, you know what I mean? I'm like, well, nigga, what are you doing to be proactive to counter that shit? You know? And the prison taught me that. The prison taught me that whenever I had a situation that was kind of fucked up, I had to figure out a way to counter it. And not only did I have to figure out a way to counter it, but I had to make sure that I came out gangbusters, nigga. I had to figure out a way to win. You know what I mean? Shit. So that's going to segue into a show that me and Tony has done about the Confederate flag and the rebel flag. And a lot of y'all probably going to be like, why aren't you mad? Why aren't you angry? You should be angry. You should be mad. I'm like, man, a true OG, a true warrior never gets mad. He never gets angry. Shit. He just sees shit for what it is and he acts accordingly. Shit. With zero emotion involved. And that's what the fuck me and Tony do, man. We look at the situation and we act accordingly, and emotions have no play and have no say in how the fuck we react. Shit. What do the Masons say? The Masons say, subdue the passions. Subdue your passions. Shit. Maybe most of y'all don't understand that concept. But shit, control your emotions or they will control you. Well, that's a quick show talking about my experiences and scared straight in the prison. Little nigga had doo-doo smeared all over his face. Nigga picked up the phone, got a mouthful of shit. And once again, all because I was intelligent and I was not emotional. A year down the road, that saved me from getting a face full of shit. Think about it, nigga. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out.
And I see you on a jack move, laying down a dope groove, smoking those who disapprove, wrecking the deck. You'll regret if you cross punk, rolling like a Mack truck, waxing those who talk jump, dialing you in. I got your face in my crosshairs. Wanna see you? Don't bust, sucker, cause I don't care. Nothing about you, your crew, because you talk shit. I'm the lethal weapon, boy, riding the apocalypse. If you're in my way, you lay beneath the ground soon. Violence is my business, fool. The microphone of doom, mission massacre all punks as I bust cats. Feeling your back, my ammunition, hollow point wraps. You try to run, that makes it even more fun. Out of school, lamp and damn you with the shotgun. Cops try to flex. But guns they'll never find. My lethal weapon's my mind.
The lethal weapon. The lethal weapon. The lethal weapon are assassinated. If the people ain't stepping. The lethal weapon. The lethal weapon are assassinated. If the people ain't stepping.
You hit the deck as rap busts from my lips. You think I'm finished? I load another clip. Look in my face. I crack an evil grin, lyrics break death from the microphone, Mac 10. Sucker MCs, you ain't down with the syndicate. Try to kick game, but end up talking weak shit. Yo, you weak, you whack, you need to quit, you little punk bitch. Go work with your mother, go dig a damn ditch. Get out my face, I'm tired of the press too. You write about me, I write about you. You think I'm violent, but listening, you will find. My lethal weapon's my mind.
The lethal weapon. The lethal weapon. The lethal weapon, the assassinator.
Up against the wall, it's Valentine's Day. The massacre's about due for a replay. I'm about to explode like a hand grenade. Evilly do damage on a crossfade. Cuts like a battle axe. You try to bite, get ice. My rat's a booby trap. Claim a mind designed by the ice himself. You beg for mercy as you read the hand you're dealt. Cuss is no let up. You're walking through a setup. It's sucking you down and now you can't get up. Why? Because you froze the moment we met up. And I never run punk, I go head up. I ain't no fool, a new jack pop and fake rap. I rap from the heart and soul. Well, only facts are kept. Many rappers sell out pop and other MCs slept. I ain't in no playing mood. So nigga, watch your step. Cuss if you cross the bus, you go to bed quick. No one situation, boy. Then this is syndicate. Cuss if we choose to move, you're gone. And no remains they'll find. My lethal weapon's my mind.
The lethal weapon.
More bodies than John Gotti. The lethal weapon is slain. Just open any book. It's ammo to the brain. What really matters is how well is your weapon drained. Some would say genius, while others will say insane. The weapon power has been witnessed upon many pages. From Martin Luther's dream to Hitler's psycho rage. With more powerful a brain or a 12 gauge. The words I speak have scared many people to this stage. But promote violence, I really have to disagree. It's entertainment, like Terminator on TV. But some will never see you stupid, ignorant, and blind. The lethal weapon's the mind.
The lethal weapon.
The mind. You know
what I'm saying? I got my jammy with me at all times, you know what I'm saying? I can't take this one thing away from me that's got more power than any gun in the world, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about brain power, homeboy. They can't mess with me because I'm too smart for them out there, you know what I'm saying? Fully strapped, always packed. Go to the library, get some more ammo, you know?